Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary with the Genesis GV80 at Genesis of Round Rock. You'll discover bold design, advanced technology, and refined power. And this month at Genesis of Round Rock, enjoy ultra-low APR financing, just 0.49% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 GV80 models. You heard that right, 0.49%. Get out there and see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to the show. Second hour of Jeff's appearance here on this radio station. Jeff is here from 3 to 6. He does the 3 to 4 solo because he doesn't have many friends. And no. He does it by himself.
Yeah.
And then his friend comes in. I'm his friend. Ed Clements, along with Jeff Ward. Trey Campbell's here. Distant relative of Earl Campbell here with all the... I noticed you guys were still talking soccer. You two soccer fiends.
You bet.
Talking soccer, baby. The Austin FC play tonight. 8:30.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow night. Excuse me. If people want to get there early, go tonight.
I guess you're going to go camp out. It's very comfortable outside to camp out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great.
And they move the game back to 8:30 tomorrow night.
Because my son told me 8:15, but I think he just wants to get there early.
Bobby Ballou, I thought I heard that last night on KITV.
I'm watching the TV news.
I watch it every night. I watch Walt McIvorsky, and I'll see my friend Quita Culpepper.
Beautiful.
On K-View, and then my friends on Roger Wallace, and I see all my friends on television.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I send them messages. Good job. Nice job.
That's get a weather report.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Chicago Windler.
Hmm.
And I'm still waiting for Mark Murray to get back. He's only been gone about 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Spencer gone. He comes in when the weather's bad, though.
Oh, is that right? Did you call him in?
No, he doesn't call him. He rides in like a horse, you know, to the rescue.
Beautiful.
Jim Spencer, yeah. You need to stay tuned. Get involved with the local.
I think it's probably been since about 1995 for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Judy Maggio and Ronnie Oliveira were hot.
My TV's not coming on that often.
Neil Spelce was there at the time.
There you go.
The great Neil Spelce.
Right.
Okay. SEC Media Days continue down in Tampa, Florida.
Well, the commissioner thought he would just blow the whole thing up.
Well...
He just said, I'm going to take a hand grenade.
Let's go.
And I'm throwing it, and there you go.
You know what? If he does it, so be it. Because I think that's the trajectory the country's going. And I think this is what I want. I would like to see a Super League with the best teams in the country, be it 48,
well,
be it 60.
Okay. But that's not really what he meant yet.
Not yet, but...
I don't think he said what he said... on accident, and that is, we think it might. We had conversations about leaving the NCAA. What I think he's saying is, for now, because I don't think this is the end of it. I think there's more explosions or earthquakes coming. He's saying now, you know, we need to go make our own rules for ourselves, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to keep our money because we have a relationship with the Mouse Ears, and so we have what the rest of you don't have. But we're going to let you come and play us because we can pay you. That's what I think he's saying for now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we're going to make our own rules that are friendly for us. And you guys go do whatever you want. But we'll still play you when you want to come show up at our places. That's what I think he's saying. They don't want to have to do it, but they're ready. Sounds like they're ready to do it.
Are you on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't get on.
Yeah. Well, I think we have issues here.
How come you're on and I'm not on? What, do you got some secret code or something?
My secret code.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give out your password, let the audience try to log on for you.
Okay, it is I Love Pizza.
Okay.
Ed. Here, help me out. Fix it for me.
What do you mean? I got 65 pages of printouts.
Okay,
here.
But
I
mean, you did
this.
That. It's old damn news.
No,
you did
it
at 3 or 4 in
Look,
the morning.
Look, here you go. SEC boss Greg Sankey just told Congress our way or the highway.
We talked about that story yesterday. Old news.
I think there's no new news. Unless you want to talk about the left guard of Florida or something.
Fine player.
Yeah.
Leroy Salmons.
I think...
Cousin.
I don't think there is any other news with college football. None. That's it. I think he meant it to be that.
Would you go to The Athletic? They had the over-unders for all the NFL teams.
I did not do that.
Yeah. Why didn't you want to do that?
I forgot it. I've read it.
Okay.
You're asking me to tell everyone what it is that you can't get online?
I can't get online. Trey, you need help your old buddy out?
Hold on. Let me see if I can start a hotspot for you.
Why does this happen to you every single day?
What does that mean, start a hotspot? That seems a little sexual to me.
It's not. It's not. The NFL, if we had any sort of ability to play sound bites, I would play this.
We can't play sound bites today?
No, we cannot. We're pretty much a rotary phone at this point.
And it's dark in here.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? What are we doing?
Here's what might be another fight in the NFL. Okay? And that is grass or no grass?
Grass.
Well,
it's going to be no grass.
It's going to be no grass.
Because Jerry Jones, they've already taken the grass up.
Yeah. But the question is, there's a good story out today. How many players, and we're talking about big name players, are mad because the grass is gone already?
Right. It's their bodies.
Yeah.
It's their bodies that make the owners so much money.
The NFL players who've watched the World Cup happen in their own stadiums and go, well, that grass looks nice to me. I sure would like to be able to play on that. Mm-hmm. And then the grass is gone. And so one of the questions is, are they going to use this? Is this going to be an actual issue between they and the owners?
I hope it is, because I love to see the grass on all these NFL stadiums. And, you know, the most notable player of note, the biggest with the biggest voice, I think, in all this has been George Kittle of the 49ers.
Yep.
And he made a great point. We risk our bodies so we can perform as best we can. And we're sick of playing on inconsistent artificial surfaces. And then we sometimes play on grass. Grass is better for the players.
Well, the NFL owners beg to differ. And right now, 16 of 30 stadiums use grass. Two of them, I didn't know this existed, are 97% grass and 3% turf. What is that? I don't even know what that is. But, of course, the World Cup mandates it. So here's Stephen Jones, because they already scooped it up. We don't think we can have quality natural grass in our stadium. They just played a semifinal.
But the thing is, I would tend, because they have so many other things on the floor of that stadium. They have concerts, they got the tractor pulls, and that would more than likely really hurt the grass, and it would be tough to bring back, I would assume.
There's one issue why they won't do it. But here's the science debate. This is funny. And the question is, how hard do the players want to push this? I mean, the players want to say, you know what? We're going to have this in a collective bargaining agreement. We want to play on grass. The NFL Players Association just released this: 28% higher rate of non-contact lower extremity injuries when playing on turf. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't think these dudes like George Kittle collapse. Now, I know he played on grass, collapsing with torn Achilles. There's something to that. You've never heard of this many dramatic lower extremity injuries like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, players have 69% higher rate of non-contact foot and ankle injuries on turf.
Non-contact.
Right.
What was the Super Bowl a few years ago when the wide receiver?
No, it was a line.
For the Rams, who was it, the famous wide?
Oh, yeah, Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham.
Blew out his knee. I mean, he was on his way to an MVP.
Right.
All right, so this is what the Players Association has released. 69% higher rate of non-contact foot and ankle injuries on turf. The NFL owners, of course, have said there is no difference between turf and grass.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people go, well, so-and-so got hurt on, you know, like, who was the guy in the Super Bowl that jogged onto the field and blew out his Achilles?
The San Francisco 49ers.
Greenway
or something.
That was on grass.
Yeah.
But I kind of believe them. I do, and I think they have a right to complain. But the issue is money.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones doesn't want to go and pay whatever you to go mow the lawn and take care of it, because he's got a I was almost said Merle Haggard for some reason.
Well, concerts. That'd be something. I don't think Merle's around anymore.
No, Merle's not with
Merle
us.
Merle Haggard, up from the dead at Jerry World
for
next
week.
For
some reason, I was about to say.
The Hokie from Muskogee.
He's about to have a Merle Haggard concert.
What do you get? Waylon, and Buddy Holly?
Yeah, I don't know what
the
I was.
The Crickets, live at Jerry World.
It was top of mind to me. I don't know why that is.
My phone's working.
So.
Yes.
Jerry Jones has got a tractor pull in an MMA fight in some Republican rally or something that Monday and Tuesday after the game. It's money. They don't want to pay. To have for the grass.
They don't
care if you say you get hurt more often.
Well, was it when ZZ Top played in like 75 at the stadium? You're probably a little kid, but I did not go see.
Yeah, I know. Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, Memorial Stadium. And they destroyed the turf or
burned the turf. Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of joints put out in the turf.
Marijuana
That's
joints.
Correct.
Yeah. So I would rather
now
have
you get
grass.
The death penalty probably.
Hey, you got the greatest agriculture schools 90 miles away to the east, Texas A&M University. Hire some of those Aggie agronomists to come over and say, or get the greenskeeper at Muni. Or Mo Willie, come over here.
But
get the football field as pristine as the fairways.
Well, I know, but Jones is saying I don't want a pristine field because I got a tractor pull.
He wants multi-use
and
yeah.
an MMA fight the next night.
Yeah.
So it's a money thing with them. But I whether the players fight it or not, I don't know. But it's enough big names have said. Please. You know what? I tell you who's made an interesting comment when I was reading this. Mark Davis, the goofball owner of the Raiders, came out and said, I'm not going to have my players play on turf. I don't want to risk it.
That's an indoor stadium, though.
Yeah, but
I guess.
I think they bring it in on a like a tray or something.
Is the technology there for?
Well, yeah. They have grass. So does Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, okay. I don't know what it is.
How do they do that? Do they?
I have no idea.
I don't know how they do that.
They slide it in. They did it for the World Cup.
Yeah, but
is
they slide,
so Mercedes Benz?
Do they
is
slide
not,
it out?
Yeah.
Every game they put the grass back, or how do they? I don't get it.
Well, it goes somewhere, like incubates.
It doesn't stay on the field.
I don't think so.
Because there's no sunlight.
Well, yeah. Thank you for that. Photosynthesis.
Yeah.
But. No. Like Mercedes-Benz, it's not grass normally, is it?
No.
The Falcons play on turf, don't they?
Sure they do, yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think they, for the World Cup and stuff, they have these shelves and they just wheel it out and put it back in, I think is how it works. But it doesn't matter. They're not going to change.
And what they did, what was amazing in the World Cup, remember some of those Super Bowls where they put turf out within like pregame warm-ups? There'd be huge.
Yeah.
Huge divots and huge turf up just because people make unusual cuts and stuff.
Well, there were players complaining about the MetLife turf.
Early on, that was the worst, they said.
Didn't think it was very good. It's not up to their standards. I mean, their standards, their fields are amazing.
The pitches are amazing?
Yeah, yeah. But will it be a fight? Do the players want to make it a fight? Right now they do. I don't think they'll end up doing
well,
it.
Well, and the thing is,
they won't end up
if you had a leader that wasn't controlled by the hee-haw by the owners.
Right.
He could say, I decree.
By the way, he's up for a new contract. So he's not going to offend his bosses.
No. He'll make, how many millions does he make right now?
Roger Goodell, I believe, makes.
It is
close to 30-something million dollars.
Yeah,
$40 million.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. And they play his membership at Augusta National, too. We'll pay your dues, Rog. That juncture, they need to pay. Pay himself.
He oversees a $15 billion business that's not that big of a business.
No.
Not that many people.
No. As you pointed out, which is amazing to me, you go in some NFL offices and you go, where's everybody?
Yeah.
It's not like going to the University of Texas
or
A&M.
There's 700
or OU,
people
they
that
got
work
all
on the
these
team.
People.
No. No, yeah. you when you're on an NFL team and you come from a football factory, you're shocked at how much smaller it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's just fewer, which is great. There's fewer people hanging on. There's fewer coaches or whatever all those people do. It's just a smaller operation. Make it a lot of money. And the players want it that way.
Sure.
So I don't know if the grass becomes a fight, but some of the players have said we'd like to make it a fight, which I don't blame them.
No.
I mean, especially although the 49ers are used as a team where everybody goes, oh, see, why do they have, remember the electric thing by the practice field?
Right, that was the thing that you talked about that's just so black helicopter light.
Yeah, but that's why they're getting hurt, because they're right by that electric substation. It's zapping their muscles.
Yeah.
So, but they play on grass, and they've had a horrible run of injuries. That's the argument the owners have. What's the excuse there?
Yeah, what is the excuse there?
And the answer back is they'd have more if they weren't on grass.
Yeah. I think Texas is supposed to have grass in the future at DKR Texas Memorial Stadium. Thinks I've heard that in the coming years.
Why wouldn't they?
I know.
They have nothing else going on there.
Maintenance, I think. No, they. You go in there after hours, or when you were a student, people would go there and you'd drink beer probably on the 50-yard line or make sweet, sweet love with Sally, the girl from Wendy's. But yeah, you walk in there.
Sally.
Wasn't that her name?
Well.
Assistant manager.
So yeah, you used to. Well, I'm not saying it. Go ahead.
Well, you did. I'm just repeating what you've told me before.
I was not with somebody from Wendy's named Sally.
But you did date that girl.
I did.
Yeah.
From a fast.
But you did not have sexual relations with her on the 50-yard line.
Correct.
That was somebody else or somebody's
but
else.
But it could happen.
It could happen.
Because the gates were open because people would run there at night.
They jog.
Or you go lie down the field.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, yeah. Really
it's
lie
turf.
Down on the field.
What does it really matter?
Yeah.
So what are they protecting over there?
Yeah, well, you go over there now, you'll be shot.
Because it's turf. What difference does it make?
Yeah, I know. You'll be
Why
shot.
Don't they have grass? They don't have concerts there. They don't have Republican Trump rallies there and stuff.
No.
Well, why not
they
have
should.
Grass?
They should. I think that's the expense of maintaining it. And
they need to make more money?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
They're not getting rich off this war in Iran with the oil prices.
Right. Okay.
Which they are. They got the endowment of the permanent university funds over $60 billion dollars now. $60 billion.
Could be more if it wasn't for that genius Trump.
Mm. $60
billion. Okay. Well, they should have grass. I don't understand the argument against, except just it's just money. But it should matter more to players, I think. I mean, I think it does. I just don't know. They know what to do to fight it. Like, get what they want out of it. That's my takeaway.
Yeah.
So, do you think Tom Brady's having a midlife crisis?
I think he is, Jeff, because the recent deal when he slapped the dog out of him. Yeah, that's just so,
What's happened to him?
I think he's seen the pictures, as I saw the pictures last week, of
what?
Giselle and her new baby.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about his heart. His heart's got to be hurting.
Well,
he has no wife.
That's why he's slapping the Paul brothers?
Yeah, he saw the pictures of Giselle, his former wife, on the beach with the little new baby and the jujitsu nerdy-looking guy. And he's saying, that used to be mine. That's the mother of my children. Then he watches reruns of Blue Bloods at night and sees Moynihan, the actress, said, that was the mother of one of my children.
Are you trying to tell me that Tom can't find company in the evenings?
He's lonely. I think he's lonely.
You don't think he can find some company?
He could, but he's so intimidating with that face. Women see that face and go, wow, that's the first question. How do you get your
face look like that? On the Madonna track. Here's why I bring it up. I talked about this earlier, is that he's getting silly. Like, did you see the thing where he flipped off the camera during the World Cup final? He and one of the Paul brothers are flipping each other off because they're being paid to have this feud where they slap each other.
Yeah.
Like, he's jumped the shark. And the face.
I know. I worry about him. And it's, he doesn't need to do any of that stuff. Nothing. Nothing.
Right.
Nada. Nothing. Go play golf. Go play with some of the celebrity golf deals that you like to do.
Well, fool around with whoever you want to.
Yeah. It's sad.
It is kind of sad.
But to stoop to that low to bitch slap one of the Paul brothers,
exactly.
You know.
I think it was a wrestling thing.
Was it?
It is a wrestling thing. But remember, wasn't it a few months ago he played in some cheesy flag football game for the Saudis?
For the Saudis. It was supposed to be.
What are you doing, man?
He looked pretty good.
He looked good. It was scheduled for Saudi Arabia, but they're getting bombed over there.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then the face. Why are you doing this to your face, man?
Some people just have to be the main character.
There's a thing called aging naturally, and he ain't the picture guy of aging naturally.
No.
With the current.
Well, front office sports, everyone's now talking about it now. Said that he must be having a midlife crisis. Something like, buddy, find a hobby. Stop doing silly stuff.
Yeah.
He's making a clown out of himself. And he was our James Bond of football.
He was, but he has no...
He's kind of acting like a clown now.
He has no partner. No partner.
What do you mean?
I thought he was with that Alexi Earl woman.
What are you guys talking? You think he can't find the date tonight?
Sure he can find a date, but as I said, Jeff, he's intimidating. He's an intimidating guy.
I'll bet you somebody would take their clothes off for Tom Brady.
Jeff, I believe he wants more than some... woman taking clothes off for him. He wants a meaningful, lasting relationship, which is he doesn't have.
Well, you know what's not helping? One, his face. That's true. Two, he's acting like a clown with a bunch of influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he just check himself, hang out with his kids, work out all the time, and meet someone? Then he can have meaningful... How would you have meaningful conversations over a glass of wine, and you say, what'd you do today? Well, I did a wrestling promo, and I was slapping the Paul brothers.
Yeah. Did you see me?
It's like hard to meet an intellectual date if you're acting like a clown.
Yeah. Well, he's put himself...
The Paul brothers are clowns.
Oh, of course
They're clowns.
But he's put himself in that arena.
Yeah,
he was front and center at the wedding of Travis Kelce.
He was?
Oh, yeah. He was there. He was there with all the people that...
Why?
I guess because he had a relationship with both of them, or more than likely Travis or whatever, and he's in that circle. You go get Tom Cruise to come to the wedding. You get Will Smith. You get those people. You get the A-listers in
Tom Brady has a $375 million contract with Fox.
$375. Right. Why don't you hone your craft a little bit?
Does he need a side hustle?
No.
Right. Then he does this thing, and I played it during the year because it was so bad. He does this, my Tom Brady top five or top 10, and he's just reading this script, and he's got like some club music playing underneath him. It's so bad. And the camera's right there in front of his, like really close to his face, and it looks distorted. And you watch that and go, why are you doing this?
Yeah. He used to do that deal on Monday Night Football. It was kind of good before the Monday Night games, and he got too big for it. Did it with Jim Gray.
That was awful.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Where he did a commercial about his Uggs.
Uggs or Barbasol shave.
Yeah.
Why not
shave? He doesn't do Barbasol. He does Uggs and some cologne.
Well, see, I thought it was cute.
No, it's awful. It was an infomercial.
Well, but I don't know. He just needs to hone his craft a little better, study a little better.
Meet a decent girl.
Yeah, meet somebody.
Poor guy.
Hey, to each his own.
Yeah, it's his life.
Yeah. It's his life.
Thank
you,
Trey.
Yeah, it's his life.
I feel like he's trying to do the David Beckham thing.
I think so, but David Beckham's been married to that woman for a long time.
The very first bullet point in my World Cup takeaways, whatever day this, what day is this?
Today is Tuesday. Okay. Look at the calendar, Jeff. It's Tuesday.
All right, so on Monday.
The 21st.
Has there ever been anyone more exposed, overexposed, than David Beckham?
During the World Cup, he's very exposed.
Is there any commercial he wasn't a part of?
No.
Is there any 5-minute period in which you didn't see David Beckham?
Well, he was awfully exposed in the deal, and I think we won't see him a while. That's the only time I see David Beckham.
I still think we'll see him.
He's on a Matt Damon beer commercial. He's on a Will Ferrell chips commercial. Mm-hmm. His agent, his name is David Gardner. I guess he won the World Cup. Because his client was in more commercials than every other commercial was David Beckham. And in the games, every goal, every pass, whatever. He had to have a show, he had to show David Beckham. I don't know who his wife is or whatever her name is.
Victoria. That's Victoria.
Victoria.
What she's from Victoria? The Spice Girls.
Yeah, she was a Spice Girl. They're having terrible problems with her son.
I think she was Posh Spice.
Yeah, their son their son has left the family. Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you not know that? I thought everybody knew
Spice
that.
Spice Girl. Yeah. Yeah.
Spice Girls, like from the early 90s?
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Fool.
They suck.
Well, I like some of their songs.
I love some of their songs.
You guys are kidding me.
If we could play music, I would like to hear some of their songs.
You want me to just sing it?
No.
So that's who that skinny, dark-haired woman is there?
Yeah, and see, they're in the news a lot because their son is an actor. Trey, or is he a model?
Brooklyn, I think is
Brooklyn,
his name.
Brooklyn, and they're having...
Is that his kid that was sitting behind him?
No. That was the other guy.
They're beefing right now.
They're a terrible, terrible beef because Mama does not like Brooklyn's new squeeze.
Mom, I mean the Spice Girl?
Victoria does not like Brooklyn's...
I'm pretty sure she's Posh Spice, but I could be wrong. Wow. He might be Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
He's not Scary Spice.
That is a name I thought I've not heard that name in decades. Is that supposed to be common knowledge?
Yeah, I thought everybody knew that David
Apparently
Beckham was
not
with
me.
A Spice Girl. Yeah, I think you're the only one who didn't know.
So that, all right, well, I was lovely Sporty Spice wife sitting next to him at the games, but it was just, it was ridiculous.
Well, he's overexposed. I don't think they wouldn't put those ads up during the NFL. That'd be silly. He has no association with the NFL.
No, but
I don't think you should worry about that. They're obsolete now.
No, it bothers me.
Well, it shouldn't bother you. You've got far more greater things to bother you, like playing NFL football games in Japan. That's what Roger Goodell says he wants, regular season games now in Japan.
Good.
Which probably makes sense because the
Whoever
Japanese
they
fans,
play next, bet against them. Or bet for after that trip to Tokyo or whatever, whoever they draw next, take that other team to win.
My college roommate, Joe Bob was a pilot in the Air Force. Then he became a pilot for American Airlines. And his route was, one of his big routes, Dallas to Tokyo.
His name was Joe Bob?
Joe Bob. Yeah. Buster. We called him Joe Bob.
What degree plan leads you to aeronautics at Texas State?
I forgot what he got his degree in, but he got his degree and then went to the Air Force and became a pilot and was in the Air Force.
I don't know if you guys had a pilot program at Texas State or something?
No, I don't know.
Any planes around there to practice?
And to my knowledge, he didn't fly while we were in college, but he went to the Air Force and learned. One of those, Trey, help me out. The B-52s, he was a B-52 guy, big-ass planes. Whoa. And then he started flying for American Airlines, was forced to quit a few years ago. At 65, I guess, yeah. Huh. So he's completely retired.
You chat with him often?
We talk once a month, and we Facebook, and, you know, we
Did
talk.
You ever once say, you know, Joe Bob, I think I might fly planes, too, when you guys sitting around smoking weed or whatever you were doing?
I didn't ever want to be a pilot. No.
Listen to your stereo and the shag carpet and a lot of hair all over your body.
Right there on the river.
Smoking weed.
Right there on the river in San Marcos.
I don't know what my direction is. And he says, I'm going to be a pilot. You should try too, Ed.
Never did. Huh. Now, I don't think he ever told me. I was very shocked when he went in the Air Force. And he was, you know, he was in, I believe he was, you know who's one of his classmates was at the Air Force Base in Lubbock, whatever the name was? The Shah of Iran's son. Shot before the fall. The shot.
When times were better for the family, I assume.
He was over there in flight training.
So we were not only propping up his dad, we were propping him up too until it all fell apart. Here we are still to this day.
There are no more flights over that
here
family.
Here we are
to
still to this day.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was not learning our lesson.
Yeah. So, Joe Bob, the pilot. But my point is, on the flight from Dallas, they had two separate crews. Half the crew would fly for 8 or 9 hours, and the other crew, they go, okay, take over. And the other crew,
in the same flight.
Same flight, yeah. Yeah. Joe All Bob right. would go back in the back and, hey, have a good time with the stews.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
Oh, boy.
That's
the stories
right.
Wow.
He told you that just to, like, Penthouse Forum or something.
Well, let me tell you what.
Because you wanted to hear that story.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, talking about, what do you call that thing when you have sex in a plane? What do you call that?
I think that's the Mile High Club.
Yeah. If there was a Mile High Club,
that's some DVD.
My roomie, he'd have been a million mile man.
That's the DVD. So the Athletic lists the make or break seasons for NFL players.
I saw this today when my computer worked. This is interesting. I thought it was interesting. I agree with some. I don't agree with others.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
No.
What do you mean no? Answer the question.
The Raiders make or break season?
What player is make or break?
I don't think there are any.
I agree with you, actually.
I don't think there are any players.
There's nobody matters.
There's not the running back from Boise State. There's not Fernando Mendoza.
Kirk Cousins. I'm thinking.
Oh, please.
That doesn't matter.
It's not a make or break season for Cousins.
No.
Kirk Cousins is an insurance policy for the Raiders to teach
it's
Fernando.
Funny you said that, because I have the same take. It doesn't matter.
There's nobody.
They don't matter right now.
It's not going to be the tight end. It's not going to be the defensive end.
Okay.
It's not going to be, anybody.
This one, I think, is the obvious ones. Miami Dolphins, as if it matters. Malik Willis. The Minnesota Vikings. This might be the most...
One of the three most important
players in the NFL next season.
Kyler Murray. It is, because
he might be one of the three most important players in the NFL next season.
I think he will be the starter myself.
I do too.
And if he fails miserably,
he's done.
He is
done.
He's really done.
Yeah.
He is really done. This is his.
He's back to
baseball. I know you like to talk about Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield and things like that. This is his moment.
New England Patriots. Make or break player?
Can't think of it off the top of my head.
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown. Yeah, the receiver, A.J. Brown.
Los Angeles Rams.
Make it or break it, L.A. Ram, let me think. It's damn sure not Matthew Stafford.
No.
He's made it. It's...
Kerryon Williams?
No. I would have...
Is it... Puka Nacua?
It sure is.
All right.
This is for psycho reasons.
He's got issues.
Oh, boy, does he have.
He's biting people now.
He's Mr. Goose and Giggle personified.
This guy's a nutcase.
He's gone from Goose and Giggling to biting women.
He is so good. You know what you're going
to
get? Look, remember the Rams. The Rams are fascinating because it is win the Super Bowl or bust.
Jeff, I hate to interrupt you.
You are?
We've got to take a commercial
break.
You're
so dramatic right
We're
now.
We're very late with this. We're very late.
Dramatic.
I don't want to be yelled by management. You've got to control.
Why don't you tell management nothing works here?
You got to control.
That's a good point.
We're doing a rotary phone show.
I told that to Mark earlier.
1978.
Back with more. 1027 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN. You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 1027 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, Ed Clements and Jeff Ward. Trey Campbell pushing the right buttons. Don't forget Trey Elling tonight from SEC Media Days. Aaron and Jackie Boy will be there in the morning as well. Look at this pitiful. This is so embarrassing as a longtime actor and thespian. Look at that check.
You got paid?
Look at that damn check. It's been in my car, and I'm so embarrassed to go check.
We got to endorse this. It's from NBC Universal, payable to Ed Clements.
Yes.
Look at that. Pay exactly $4.75.
Hey, that's not bad.
It's the worst check I ever got.
I'm going to count the asterisks in front of the $4.75. Mm-hmm. So some people have all numbers there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What does that mean?
There could be other numbers. Like some people get a check that's bigger than that.
Oh, I think my buddy Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton and Brad Leland.
They get checks? Like, what kind of world do you live in? You're getting a paper check?
Residual checks, yeah. Or, for the bigger stars, I guess they hit their accounts, but I don't have any Hollywood account.
Go cash that. Head down to Dreamers.
Yeah, that's mailbox
money. Head down to Dreamers.
Money.
You get some...
What would I get for $4.75 at Dreamers?
Lube.
Some lube, okay.
Maybe you can get a DVD. They're doing DVD clearance sales.
Honey, I'm home. I brought some lube. You know how far my ass would be kicked to the curb.
You'd be texting me. You'd be standing at the doorway.
How could I spend the night with you?
Trey's right, though. They probably got that old collection of DVDs. Kind of like what we have back here for records and stuff.
Those records are worth something, though. I don't know.
They really are.
Some of them are kind of cool.
Are they still there?
I think so. There's a
Wait
bunch
a minute.
Of...
You got a big acting break coming up or not?
Yeah, I thought you were doing... Uh-oh. Oh, what happened?
You got that Western gig you've been prepping for.
And I have a scar on my face now.
Well, it's going to work.
Perfect.
No, it's going to be perfect.
They canceled it.
What?
Yeah, they canceled the audition.
You already got fired? Didn't even get a tryout?
I didn't... An audition. Apparently, there's been a... You know, Hollywood, you stall the projects. A project's been stalled.
You guys don't have any money?
It's not me. It's the producers, apparently, you know... So I got this working on this beard.
You were all Western.
I got a scar.
Yeah, I got a scar. Tattoo.
I don't have a tattoo yet.
You've been practicing with guns, drawing really fast, and like the rifleman.
Hey, what are you doing over there, boy?
There's his line.
That's the line.
Yeah. You've been practicing that all day, every day.
I have been.
And only for the project to be stalled.
It's stalled, so I don't know.
It's never going to happen, is it?
I don't know if I'm going to shave this beard off. And
so the Rams... It's Puka Nacua.
But see the deal about that guy. He's. I think if he stays, if he regains his sanity,
he's insane.
Because the guy to me is the most one of the most exciting, tough as nails wide receiver.
He's a beast. He's an absolute beast.
He won't take any crap from anybody.
No, he's a beast. The ball goes near him, it's his.
Yes,
and then he's going to make people miss. He is a. Yeah, if he's a... I mean, look, the thing about Puka Nacua, when he's not biting people or whatever issues he has, he seems to have a lot of them, a lot of sexual problems.
He's in Malibu. He was at the Malibu Clinic when Brendan Sorsby with his gambling.
Well, apparently this is before or after he bit the woman.
It's after. He went to rehab for biting women.
Oh, he did?
Special rehab, yeah.
Okay, special rehab.
Yeah, there's a new wing at the Betty Ford Clinic. Yeah.
Like, what is the 12-step program to not bite people?
I don't know. You go back to when you're, I guess, 3 years old.
Exactly. But if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a bad year.
I agree. Because
that's all it is. It's a win.
All the chips are on the table. You know another team, the same deal? Texas Longhorns.
Yeah.
The Texas Longhorns. All the chips are out there. This is Steve's year. This is, you've got a quarterback who ended the year beautifully. You've got wide receivers. You've got running backs you're supposed to have.
You're all in.
A good offensive line. You've got defensive strength. You got Will Muschamp back. This is it, man.
You're
all
in.
This is one shining moment.
So, I mean, I might have said Myles Garrett, but I can actually see a situation in which you know what you're going to get from Myles Garrett. I mean, it's going to be great.
Miles,
I think the same is true for Puka Nacua. I just think, I guess he's on here because he's kind of
crazy.
He's
a nut. Myles Garrett desperately wants a Super Bowl ring. He's got everything. He's got all
the
money in the world.
He played his ass off even in Cleveland.
Yes, even for Cleveland to do that and that franchise.
Is he American Express commercials now?
I don't know. Fight Internet,
what are those?
I don't know what he's in.
Chase Sapphire.
I can't answer that question.
Yeah. Are you talking about Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
I think, him and Chloe Kim.
That's it. He's dating or married to the Olympian.
He's dating.
The snowboarder.
The snowboarder.
Yeah. He's a good pitch man. He is. All right, so Minnesota, it's obvious Kyler Murray.
Well, is it for J.J. McCarthy, too? Because if J.J. McCarthy has another bad season, he's going to be in... Who is the Jets quarterback, Baby Love, the BYU guy? He's in that guy's territory.
Wilson?
Zach Wilson. He's in Zach Wilson territory.
Listen, if the Vikings, who are good, if the Vikings turn to J.J. McCarthy, they've got bigger problems.
They have big problems.
Coach is going to get fired. Kyler Murray is done.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be a mess in that division because J.J. McCarthy, there's no one right now that thinks he takes you to the playoffs.
No one.
No one in that locker room.
I still don't know
it's
for this
Kyler
day
Murray.
why they got rid of Sam Darnold and got J.J. McCarthy thinking he could be the next quarterback because he is not.
Okay, so.
Give me another one.
Indianapolis Colts.
Got to be Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Oh, boy, that Daniel.
MVP.
My MVP last year. Trey, I'm not going to put my neck on the line for that guy again.
Okay.
Well, no, Jeff, saying that, he had a wonderful year last year until he got his body broken.
No.
His body done got broken.
He had a good six games because they played six terrible teams.
Jeff, he had a good...
And Jonathan Taylor was carrying the offense, too.
But you know what? He was able to hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor effectively.
Okay, that's nice.
And efficiently.
That's why they pay him $60 million a year.
And he didn't throw the big picks until his body was broken.
They might have to deal with Riley Leonard at the beginning.
Well, Riley Leonard's not a great quarterback. He's tough as nails, but...
We don't know yet. I mean, he's the shown former some
make
promise,
or break player for the Kansas City Chiefs. Go.
Travis Kelce.
No, that's over.
He's playing this year.
Not really.
Of course he's playing
Not
this year.
Not really.
Or would it be one of the psycho wide receivers out there?
Got a lot of crime.
What's the guy from Dallas?
Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice.
It's him.
It is? Well, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
And I tell you why.
He's a psycho.
Well, he's a lunatic, and he's playing for a second contract, and he kind of needs it.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of problems.
How am I still that lawyer? What the hell?
But another problem for the Chiefs is Xavier Worthy.
He's not a problem. He's just...
It's just not good enough.
It is what it is. Yeah. He's undersized. Yeah. He's fast, but...
He's a number two or three.
Yeah, he's not a lead receiver.
Yeah. And so...
He's not a Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is tougher than Xavier
Not
Worthy.
Anymore. He's done.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill's out. He's not even signed a contract yet.
Oh, man, I hate that.
That's
Talk about a guy needing
that's
money.
That's not going to end well.
That guy's got more child support than you, my friend, and that's not a knock on you.
That's who I think is going to be playing with the Paul brothers here pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Tyreek, what's he going to do? He said he wants to do porn.
Yeah, he can do pornography.
He said he wanted to do porn.
I don't think it'll pay as good as the NFL.
This is why he was playing. He said he wanted to do porn movies.
He could if he wants. I mean, he's...
That guy owes everybody and their dog. He's got a couple ex-wives. He's got that big Amazon woman that he
shoved her down and
broke her leg and then made love with her and then she sued.
His kid set his house on fire, didn't he?
Kid got some matches, set the house on fire. Then
for some weird reason, the cops decided to beat him up.
Took him down.
Just
right
beat him up.
Oh, yeah, outside the stadium. Yeah. I forgot him. And then he had like 11 catches in the game.
You know, Tyreek is going to be a reality show.
That's what I think, too. I think he'll be either a Kick streamer or a reality show.
Yeah.
A what streamer?
He'll be on Kick Stream. Like, that's the where everybody goes to stream and where it's terrible.
Maybe we ought to try that here since nothing else works.
Kick Stream?
Dude, you could say whatever you want on Kick Stream.
No, I think that's over. But the Chief, Rashee Rice. Has to do.
He's got to have a job in the NFL.
I mean, Xavier Worthy can do some, but this is not a guy that's going to. Is that going to make 12 catches and keep the chains moving?
Yeah.
Do we have chains anymore? I don't even know.
In NFL, you do, but I think I don't know if you do or not.
All right, so then you get the Texans. There is no player.
No player.
All right.
Oh, the signal
no player
caller, the
matters more to a team to get to the next level than. C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. C.J., when we last saw you, you were going Three Stooges against the Patriots. Woo, 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 woo. Throwing it up.
There is, I mean,
it's
they have everything. That's all they need is him.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need him to be great. I'm not even sure they have to have him to be really good. Don't be that guy that we last saw.
And I don't get it. He was so good his rookie year. And then last year at times, he just looked like just so ineffective. And even learned Houston Texan fans like Trey were saying, put in the SAE Davis Mills. That's how bad it was.
This is it. This is it. They're not an old team by any stretch, but you can't count on being this good this long. Because stuff starts to break down.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff starts to come apart. Guys start to get expensive. This is...
And they're going to get in that
like
area.
Like you said about Texas, this is your time.
You've experienced this on football teams when the defense works their ass off and keeps you in games. And when the defense turns on the offense, there's nothing worse. Because you've been in locker rooms before.
Oh, yeah. I've seen guys fight. Yeah. I mean, absolutely throw down in the locker room. quite a few of them, actually.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Why'd you do that? Blank you.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
And it's on. Here's a question I have about the Texans. And I'm proud of them for not doing what other stupid franchises do, and that's pay them. How quick would they be to pull them?
Well, I think now after what we saw in the final two playoff games, the win over Pittsburgh and the loss to New England, I think DeMeco Ryans is going to say, "Hey, something's not working, and we're not going to go down that path that we saw in New England."
Yeah, Davis, be ready.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding, bud.
Yeah.
Be ready.
We got to take a break. After this break, more on the Tuesday. It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Oh, it is.
Hot Take
Tuesday.
Have
we had any yet?
All
Trey,
day.
Any hot takes?
Any hot takes?
No, I don't think so.
Hot Take Tuesday here on 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN. You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show. Ed and Jeff here. Trey pushing all the right buttons. We're going over the list of make it or break it years for NFL stars. Puka Nacua is on this list. Kirk Cousins should not be on the list. He's just a caretaker.
CJ Stroud
should be on the list.
Yeah.
Because that franchise, with the defense they have, cannot stand another year with him disappearing in the playoffs.
Well, not even – I mean, he's not going to be judged, and the Texans aren't going to be judged by the regular season. They need to be judged on – it's time for you to be in a championship
game. It is, Jeff. And
it's that time.
They have to be in the playoffs.
They've got to be more than playoffs. Mm. There needs to be more than playoffs. They had a historical defensive year and were an eyelash away from playing in the AFC Championship game if their quarterback didn't vomit.
And New England was good, but they weren't great.
A good quarterback performance, and I'll tell you what, I'll take the Texans to beat them all day.
They got injured in that game, too, so that was tough, but... just all the things fell at the wrong time, plus the weather, but the weather's the same on both
deals.
That's
a team that if they stay healthy, if they don't play in the AFC Championship game, I'm disappointed.
Here's another team that I think this guy's got to have a good year. I may be wrong. You've admired this guy. You've been touting this guy for a long, long time, Jordan Love.
Yeah.
In the Green Bay Packers.
I bet you he did make that list.
I think he probably has to.
It's they're younger. They're not quite fully in the window like the Texans are, but they're not far off. And yeah, they put Tampa Bay Baker Mayfield on here. What more is Baker Mayfield supposed to do?
Baker Mayfield's now a mediocre team.
Yeah, he's carried that franchise, and I think that franchise is sort of it's run its course.
I think it has too because he's lost wide receivers.
Yeah.
He's going to be undermanned this year.
He doesn't have any help.
No, I don't know if he should justifiably be on this because it's not going to be his fault if they underachieve. Jordan Love, I still think you can put it possibly on him. They've got the wide receivers. They've got it all, but he was really overshadowed last year by
all right, the Dallas
Caleb
Cowboys
Williams.
Make or break player is something no one would ever say.
Is it Dak?
No.
This can't be Dak.
Nope.
Make it or break it.
CeeDee?
No. Pickens?
No.
Not George Pickens. He's trying to go for that big contract.
Rashad Gary.
That's who I would have picked.
Hmm.
Namarvion Overshone.
Yeah, the former Longhorn has been off injured.
I mean, this is a really perceptive pick because it's hard to remember seeing him play. He's missed 32 games in 3 years.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys are the inverse of the Texans.
Do explain,
okay,
Professor.
And that is, if they're pretty good on defense, they go places.
They do.
Not be great, not even be really good, just be pretty good.
Because we know they're going to be really good on offense with the passing game.
But their defense was trash a year ago. And he's a guy they don't have. And when he plays, and it's not often at all, but when he plays, he can make their defense not be as awful.
The dude is so active.
He's all
active.
Over the place.
He's active. He's active.
And it would be a cool story. He's now in the final year of his rookie contract. So you know what? If it doesn't work out now, you're not going to get a second contract. Not with those injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So he's playing for his football life, and they need him to play for his football life because they are trash on defense. That's a weird pick for the Cowboys, but their offense is fine. You don't have to worry about anything about their offense or obviously their field goal kicker.
If their offensive line is going to mature, they'll be older.
Well, that tackle, Guyton, needs to be solid all year round.
Our security guard's nephew,
he's got to be solid all year.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of hope so for DeMarvin Overshawn. That's just been... Isn't it different legs, different knees he's blown out?
I think so. Popular player here, popular in Dallas, has really been embraced by the Cowboy fans and things. But yeah, he just needs a good year.
He's missed 32 games in 3 years.
Oh, hate to hear. Yeah. He's been played for Texas that long. Wow.
Yeah. You know, the body's all connected. It's all kind of stuff breaks down over here,
head
breaks
bone
down
connected
over here.
To the tailbone. Tailbone connected to the other bone.
Jeez.
Then they got a lot of bones up there and down there and all around.
Oh, man.
Well, you've heard that song before.
I've not.
Trey sang that song when he was
a child. Yeah, when you were a kid.
Yeah. Come on, Jeff, get with the program.
At local Yokel ATX tweets, in college at UT, I played club soccer from 94 to 98. In the summer, we'd practice at the stadium on the turf like it was no big deal. People were jogging and throwing the football and just messing around. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a place to go.
I mean,
for jogging.
When I didn't get primo parking, I'd have to sometimes, it was late night, I'd have to go parking on the other side of the stadium, but I would walk through.
Walk through the stadium.
And people would be running or... having sex or...
Yeah. And the thing, remember the
drinking.
Days? I'm an old guy, and you remember because you used to go on the field after the game.
I did.
Go on the field.
I did. I'd get sweatbands.
Yeah. Go get sweatbands or chin straps.
And now you'd have the entire National Guard take you out.
Well, now daddy or mama's got to pay for you to be on the field because they've got, you know, if you give enough money to UT and you've got the... if you're in the South Suites or whatever and you've got... boxes, you can get down on the field before the game, and that's boy, there are Nazis about that down there too. If you don't have the right credential to get on the field, used to be walk on the field.
There's more goofballs down on that field than ever.
But they're all givers, the family of the money. Yeah, money over there. Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's ridiculous. You look at a college sideline.
Oh, I know.
And then look at an NFL game.
Right.
It's so nice in the NFL to actually have space.
In college, it just amazes me how many officers of the law do they have protecting Steve Sarkisian and Arch even after the game.
Right. It's like SEAL Team 6 is surrounding a college football coach.
It's a good time to do crime in the town.
Why? What is the point?
And then you've got...
is there some kind of threat?
Trey, your friend, killed Tony over there. I'm going,
I don't know how he got
killed
there.
What is Tony doing on the... Then you got Matthew every week.
Well, then you got the cops in College Station that you get in the wrong
place.
Yeah,
they
go
fighting
ahead,
people.
Yeah, they go ahead and tase you.
Again, I think it's friends. I think friends of the program translated big givers to the program who afforded the sidelines. That's what it is. But you're right. You go down and go, what is he doing on the sidelines? What are they doing?
I used to say that to the trainer would follow me around. And I would say, who is that dude who just came over to talk to me in the middle of the game? Some guy in a blazer is sitting next to me during the games. What are you doing? Go sit down.
Well, it is. It's just the way. That's how they make money. It's like Oklahoma. They sold the access to the news conferences and the coaches.
So ridiculous.
Post-game news conference last year, go on the field. And they've got those packages. Get your packets, take down there, get your picture taken with Bevo, meet the Silver Spurs, see old Smokey the Cannon. You know, give enough money, you can shoot Smokey the Cannon and pet Bevo and that sort of thing. It's just...
enough money, call a play?
I don't know if they've gone that far.
Maybe.
But it's the day is young.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody will do it.
The ultimate is when you get the stripper voice to mention your name. We'd like to welcome from Houston, Texas.
Do they
Texas.
Do that, really? Like
no,
a shout-out?
They don't do that. Well, I'm probably giving them an idea.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Yeah, we got to take a break. Rich Paul says LeBron James not going to be rushed in his free agency. He's just jerking everybody's change. He's going to go back to Cleveland.
Are we kind of over this?
I'm with you, Eddie.
He's going back home.
That's where I think he's going, to.
End it where it began.
Thought it was Golden State, but it's looking like it's Cleveland
now.
It's
going to be Cleveland, and that will make the East really good. It'll make the East so good if he does that. West is still going to be good with San Antonio and Wimby and Oklahoma City and their stars, and Seth Curry and Golden State and the Joker in Denver. It's still going to be good. Dallas, you got Cooper Flagg and That's about it. But yeah, I think he goes back to Cleveland. We should know. All right, more NFL talk and much, much more here on the Tuesday edition at 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.